2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
And the 15-minute morning show. Here we go.
There are too many penises in this room.
It's all penises.
Is that the
Gandhi?
First time you've ever said that, Daniel?
No.
Yes, probably.
It's a lot.
Gandhi, where are you?
I'm telling you.
Scotty, why did you say no?
No, I was saying that's not the first time Danielle has ever said that.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Scotty. There she is. Gandhi.
Gandhi's back.
My bad, y'all. Dude. I thought we had a minute. I had to pee. I ran to pee, and then all of a sudden I start hearing, Gandhi!
It was a sausage fest for a second there.
Because there was too many peanut wankers in this room.
Yeah, definitely wankers in this room.
Wait, isn't
none
a wanker,
of them useful.
Isn't wanker a verb? I mean,
wanker's
an adjective?
A bad, you
it's
can
an
be
adjective.
A wanker.
Yeah, you can be a wanker.
When you guys,
it's a bad
you,
word in the UK.
When you guys used to go to clubs in your single days, did you used to complain that there were too many guys there?
At the club?
No. That was never a problem. I never hated a sausage party. Why would I?
Exactly.
That was like, you're single. You want to be around as many single guys as you can. Cool.
Right.
Show
that's
up.
Different.
Awesome.
That's different than sitting here with all you guys.
Well, that was always the problem with every place that we went. It was always a sausage fest.
Oh,
always...
good. Sam's here now, too.
Okay, but scary as Brooklyn, you actually went to sausage fests.
Thank you, Brody.
But I'm bummed.
Now there's only one extra penis. We're good.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who's going to lose a penis?
I already gave the tip because I'm Jewish. So I'm
oh, my God.
Do you guys really ever rare get for you, Brody, out? Giving the tip.
Don't worry, Scary. It was a
I
small
see what
one.
We're doing. Did you guys ever get stressed out back in your single clubbing days if you went and there were too many women?
Not a shot.
That
never
happened.
Happened,
right?
Never happened.
Just Gandhi, women ignoring me.
Gandhi, was this you at the club?
Us whenever we go anywhere. There are like no women that go out anymore. It's just dudes everywhere.
I never
especially
had
when I go
days.
Scary.
I never had clubbing days.
Really? You never went to the club?
I you know what? I only went to places I had to work at for the radio station. Right. Outside of that, I never wanted to be at a club.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, you're see, such I a always loved I always loved a club over a bar when I was like,
yeah, so I
just
totally.
Love to dance. Yeah, I like
but
to dance. I like the
bar.
Feeling better. Right. No, but a bar just standing around, everybody on top of each other drinking. I like to dance and, you know, that stuff.
And the
I need a dance floor, some dark corners, a place to keep your privacy.
And also the days of the large cavernous club are kind of over for, I mean, they're not as many of them as there used to be. They used to be one like every couple of blocks.
Oh, but Scary was trying to get us to go to Liv so bad.
Liv is one of the
mainstays.
There are some places that exist that are huge clubs, but they're not as many anymore. A lot of them are like bar lounges where they do dinner and then they move the chairs and tables out of the way. A DJ comes in and they create a little dance floor, like kind of like a lounge.
I like that so much better because back in the club days, speaking of, I know we were talking about like Cristal earlier. There was a place, Froggy, you might remember it, called Club Cristal in
Absolutely,
Miami.
Absolutely, yep.
That place was just a problem waiting to happen. Every single time we went, something popped off. There's always a fight at the club. Someone's getting hit with champagne. Like, there's girls getting earrings ripped out. I am A-okay not being part of that scene anymore.
Yeah,
like,
Crowbar was the same way. Remember the club? You remember the club? Crowbar
oh, my God, Crowbar!
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, so I actually was an extra in a Jadakiss music video at Crowbar.
Were you really?
Yeah. I had braids and everything. It was great.
Can we see it on YouTube, Gandhi?
You cannot. I don't. You might be able to find it. I don't know. I wouldn't tell anybody where to find it, but if you do, good luck.
Okay. So what else?
Right. So,
we could shift gears to something else.
I was in a warrant video. That counts.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I've had a warrant out for my arrest. That's about as close to warrant as I got.
Yeah, right? You won't really see me, but I was in the video. It's like, it's gone.
Were you?
Yeah,
Cubby and I were in a music video.
What music video?
What music video?
It was a remake of "Baby Got Back." It was I can't even remember the name of the band now.
Were you the baby? Were you featured?
No,
did you have
the
back?
Like, Cubby and I were just standing there like this, and that was.
Oh
that,
no, you were!
Oh my gosh!
Can we please
like
find that
movie,
one?
Yeah, no, it's online. The band was Grand Scheme. The Grand Scheme was the
name.
Shut up!
That was a good remake.
And you guys are visible?
Yeah. Please hold. Z100 truck. Everything. It was in the Poconos.
Ooh. Our friend who does weekends here at Z100, Erica America, was in the Cobra Starship video.
She was?
Yeah, really? For their big hit, too. Na, 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 na.
You make me feel.
Oh. You make me feel. She's in the video.
Yeah, he's cool.
Prominently, like three times.
Video. Yeah, Robin Williams is in that video, too.
Yeah,
random my cameo. Husband Robin was in a Williams? Video.
What?
Yes, look it up. It's the most random cameo of all time. Robin Williams is like just in the video for some reason.
Did he know he was
Erica
there,
America?
Or was he a pedestrian?
What? What?
Go ahead, Sam.
I just wondered, did Robin Williams like know what he was there for? It was he was pedestrian.
From what I've read, because yes, I've gone to the Wikipedia page, I think his daughter was friends with someone in the band.
Oh.
And so that's how it's come
that's
full
awesome.
Circle.
Wow.
Did Erica America meet Robin Williams in this video?
I'm assuming that they were shot at separate times.
I've wanted to ask so bad, but she has not been around when I've tried
I'm
going to
gonna text her. I need answers. Okay.
I've always wanted to be on the set
have a great day. Bye.
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 I've always wanted to be on the set of a porno, but just like kind of like standing idly by.
No, never.
No?
No.
I just want to see what really goes on and how much is real and how much is rehearsed.
Nothing is real. I'll just say that.
There are no real things in a porn.
It's all rehearsed?
That's right. You're not going to like see it.
CGI.
It's all, you know, shot in sequence. It's not like you're watching it as you were watching it at home on your laptop. It's like, okay, scene one done. You know, it's moved on to. So it's not what you think you're going
so the
into.
So scene is shot out of order.
I found
impossible.
It. I found Scotty B.
You did.
Me too.
They're not really related either. Scary.
It's in
crazy.
There somewhere.
Damn it, God!
I can't see anything really the way you're holding it at all. Still, nope.
Yeah. Oh well. It's on YouTube.
Okay. What's it called?
The grand scheme. Baby got back.
Oh, wait, I just found Sheldon's video. Sheldon, my husband, is in the video with Brandy and Ray J, Another Day in Paradise.
Did you really? How did he get in there?
I'm pretty sure this is the one where he's walking by in L.A.
I'm in the background.
That's
Ali D right there. He's the one that's next to Cubby.
Hilarious.
Amazing.
Danielle, show us this video of Sheldon.
Yeah, go to, I'm pretty sure it's Another Day in Paradise. And he's just walking by on the street as a guy in a suit, like, you know.
Like the Phil Collins song?
Looking at the homeless guy, like, you know, not giving him the time of day, something like that. He was in L.A. for a while, and he shot it years ago.
Oh, I was in another music video for a white reggae artist named Nathan Stone. They were shooting it at my place of employment at the time, and I went in to get my paycheck. And they said, hey, you girls want to be in a music video? So we were like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then they made us stand in the back, far away from everyone, because they said we didn't look hoey enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I had on, like, normal clothing. So this is YouTube. To the back.
That is
like,
such a Miami story. I was going somewhere. I ended up in a music video, but I wasn't hoey enough. I mean, that is completely fucking Miami in like, a nutshell.
Wow. They should have grabbed some of the people walking in to live on Friday night for that.
That was really spectacular. I'll tell you what. We always talk about buttholing furniture, and I am even more concerned about furniture getting buttholed after I saw all of the outfits. Like, I know people wear short clothes, but there were actual assholes out
Shut
on display
up.
Just sitting on furniture like it's nothing. I was like, oh,
no, wait. Like real assholes or like doo-doo assholes?
Combination, both. Yeah. Like, okay. I definitely saw people's body parts that I was like, I don't.
Somebody had
you
on
have
outfit
to know.
Where their asshole was out.
Ass is out, front of the ass is out, titties everywhere. I mean,
nothing.
No one wears
anymore.
Clothing,
wait,
apparently.
What's the front of the ass?
You know what it is.
No, yeah, that was.
Nobody.
It was a cool night. It wasn't even that hot out.
No.
You know?
Nobody leaves anything Miami. To the imagination anymore. Like, don't you? It's like, here it is.
No. If you can't pick my butthole out of a lineup, I am not doing my job on a Saturday night.
I am absolutely positive that everybody left their germs everywhere. So no. I was imagining how nasty that was. But it was all because, who was it? Soulja Boy was there?
Soulja Boy was there. And then the next night,
Afrojack
was
there. So what do they think? Soulja Boy was going to go, oh, yeah, that ass, that butthole, that's the one I want. Yeah. Like, what do you
think that's actually
happen?
How it happens. The best part, though, these three, this like pack of three girls walk by and Scary starts elbowing me. You know how he like elbows you real hard when he wants
hey,
to ask
hey,
you.
Like, they're not wearing
straight
anything.
Up, goes, hey, those are hookers, right? Like real hookers? Those are like professional working girls, right? Like real hookers? I said, I have no idea, dude. It looks like that, but you have no idea anymore what a hooker is versus, you know,
yeah,
like
she
everybody
goes,
else.
She goes, it's Miami, so you don't know. Yeah.
Donnie, so there's one way to find out, Scary. Please approach.
No. Gandhi, I was just trying to point it out. Like, look at that. They're working.
Gandhi, when Scary was whispering, did he do the thing where He puts his hand by his mouth, but then talks at regular volume. Dude, look over there.
Well, he had to speak a little bit louder because it was really loud where we were. But what I have noticed about Scary that makes me laugh is, I know you all see this all the time, but when he's saying something that's supposed to be like kind of a secret, he talks out of half of his mouth, out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah, he puts his hand there and goes, hey, did you see that girl's dress? But he doesn't whisper.
Hey, trust me on this one. Those are hookers right there.
Yeah, get a little door just like that.
Get a load of that.
Yeah.
Scary.
There was a lot of get a load of that. I had a good time with you, though, Scare. Thanks for, being fun in Miami.
Yeah, Gani's very easygoing. She's very cool. And she jumped. Oh, my God.
You're just realizing this now?
She's the fastest person. She's the fastest person to get to brunch. It was like 8:45, and we decide, hey, we think we're going to go out? Yeah, let's go. Let's get something. She goes, all right, awesome. I'll be ready. I'll be down. I'll meet you in the lobby in 10 minutes. What woman do you know gets up in 10 minutes, gets out of the room, and is ready for the lobby?
We don't all take that long.
Well, you haven't met my girlfriend.
Scary was appalled. He was astounded, I should say. He was like, I've never encountered this before.
10
minutes? I can never get to
Gandhi
a brunch
is
before
so punctual. She is punctual
but
on
she's
everything.
Fast.
But see, that's good. That tells me, that tells me Gandhi has respect. And she gives a shit about your time. As much as she cares about her own time, she's like, hey, if you want me to be there in 10 minutes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I don't want you to stand around and wait for me.
No, but she
I respect
was good
that.
The thing is, she didn't have any, there was no maintenance.
Yes,
she was
that's
Gandhi
what I
is
love.
Low maintenance.
She's not
that's why.
She is so not high maintenance. It's
like
so great.
I'll tell you what that else means. That means Gandhi's good to travel with, because Gandhi's going to be where she says she's going to be. And you're not going to be standing around going, oh, we have to wait for her to get ready so we can't go do what we want to do. It's not like that.
Right.
You guys are the best. I like to think it's because I give no shits and I live my life in a hoodie and jeans. So it really doesn't take a lot to get ready when you toss on sneakers and a hoodie. We
throw on a baseball hat and you are good to go.
Yes. Froggy, who hurt you? You sound like you're very hurt in describing this.
Because I'm telling you, travel with, I'll tell you, two people. One starts with an L and one starts with a D. Travel with those bitches and see what it's like. See what it's like.
Hey, first of all, I got to say, I think I've gotten better over the
Danielle,
years.
Danielle, no.
Because I am,
I've learned to lie
I really
to you.
Don't.
I've learned to lie to
what?
You.
I've learned to lie to you. You've learned to lie to me.
We have to be there at 6 o'clock. Danielle, we have to be there at 5:30. That way I know that.
Now I know.
So
but now
I'm building
I know.
It. I build in delay time. Because I've learned how to deal with my wife. For example, I lie to her about what time a concert starts. I lie to her about what time we have to leave. Because I know that you have to build in an extra 15 minutes. 5 minutes is not 5 minutes in Danielle's world or Lisa's world.
Okay, but here's the thing, Gandhi. He's talking about when we have an event to go to.
No.
And I have to do my hair and my makeup, whatever. Yeah. If you want to go out to eat for breakfast or something, I do not take that long. That's bullshit.
Okay, maybe not you.
I have to set a prep alarm for Robin, a prep alarm. Because if I know we have to leave to go to someplace at 8 p.m., I literally set at 7 o'clock or 6:45, my alarm goes off. I'm like, 6:45, time for you to start your process so we can leave here at 8 o'clock.
All right, you're exactly right. But here's my problem is, Danielle, and you and Lisa are both just guilty of this. If you know we have an event at 8 o'clock that night, when you wake up in the morning at 9 or 10 o'clock, you got the whole fucking day to prepare to get ready.
I ain't going to be fucking getting ready all day.
No. I'm not saying all day. But why do you wait until like five minutes before we need to leave before you're trying on 7 pair of shoes? Why couldn't you have done that an hour ahead of time?
That, you know, that's just that
happens. Be more like Gandhi and go out looking like ass.
Okay, but where? Oh, my gosh. And first of all, he's talking about an event. He's not being fair.
No, Danielle, I will say you are a little better than Lisa.
You should come to the water. If my family and I go to the water park for the weekend and they're like, all right, we're getting up for, I will roll out that bed 10 minutes before we got to go to breakfast.
So, Froggy, only go to water parks with Danielle.
That's what you're saying, yeah. I'm kind of with you, Froggy, on what you're saying, though, because on the days you do have special occasions, like, I take a long time to get ready, but I account for that. My alarm, I was talking to Garrett this morning. I'm like, yo, my alarm gets off at about the same time yours does, and you actually have to drive. I just take my precious time. I just don't know why on, like, longer, I have to look really nice occasions. Some people have trouble. Like, I know I need 90-plus minutes. Just...
That's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time.
It's a lot.
Not when
you have hair,
though. But I take it, and then I'm not late. I just know my time.
I understand the hair situation.
Yeah, hair and makeup is like crazy.
Yeah. Mm. But like, I mean, you know.
Danielle and I had hair and makeup people at the iHeart Festival, and we were still like running late. I mean, I had to run out on stage with like my sneakers and a jacket on because I wasn't even close to being finished getting ready.
Somebody asked me one time.
We got there when we were supposed to.
Do you need to go by hair and makeup? I'm like, I don't even have fucking hair. What do you need to go by hair and makeup for?
It's a little different for guys, really.
Right.
I mean.
They always say that.
It is true, though.
It is. There's a lot more, you know. I understand it takes a lot more to get ready. I get that. But then you just need to kind of start earlier. I mean, it's not really.
So you just got to go to water parks and Disney World with Danielle Froggy. Those are the only two places you can go.
Wait.
Danielle opens the monorail. I mean, she's ready to drive.
Dude, but Disney, my outfit's planned the night before because the ears have to match the shirt, have to match the sweatshirt.
So why can't you do that for Jingle Ball?
Because it's different. I don't know. Sometimes last minute I decide, I look in the mirror and I go, ugh, no. And I want to wear something else.
Danielle and I are like hardcore lobbying to be able to wear pajama onesies to Jingle Ball
onesies.
This year.
Onesies. You I'm just worried to do it.
But who's going to say no to you, though?
No.
Oh, we were already told no.
Yeah. Elvis told us no. But he said it's not fancy enough. But I think he'll be okay if we really did. But I'm just worried how hot it is. Because sometimes backstage, it's so freaking hot.
So hot with all
those
lights.
We might be dying in the onesie. So I don't know.
It gets terrible.
We could get cute elf dresses or something.
Something. Just something that's more comfortable and like conducive to us not dying.
Remember that one year we all wore Santa suits? It was so hot.
Yes. That was with Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey had us all wear Santa suits and we were dying.
Why did we do that? Darling, we're Santa suits.
Mariah Carey asked us to do it.
Yeah. We went out on stage dressed like Santa's.
Darling.
We're a minute and a half over.
Again.
Wow, we're bad at accounting for time. That's the whole theme of this podcast.
That's because Elvis isn't here to say, oh, this is the worst podcast ever. Let's end it.
Solid point.
All right, thank you.
All right, everybody say bye.
I'm going to go get ready for tomorrow's show.
Daniel's going to start getting ready for Jingle Ball. It's a month away.
Yeah, I'm going to go now.
Well, no, first tomorrow's show.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.